Well, thanks very much, Nagarjotis. I feel quite moved, actually. I really liked what Nagarjotis said, because in a way that's how our movement works. So we have a teacher, Sangharakshita, but the way that that Dharma, that teaching is communicated, is through friendship, you know. So I've learned something from Sangharakshita, Bhante. I pass it on to my friends pass it on to the next generation, and so it goes on. So everything that we've got here is really based on friendship. And friendship is probably the main way that we exemplify the altruistic dimension of spiritual practice, you know, the other regarding aspect. We just befriend people, and no strings attached. So I'm very pleased that Ridhar Chandra's asked me to do this talk, because it's something that I believe in quite strongly. And I believe that this is a series of talks on the altruistic dimension of spiritual practice. And I've been asked to give a talk on Kshanti. And Kshanti, it's a beautiful word, it means patience. And it's one of the six perfections that's practiced by the Bodhisattva. And the Bodhisattva is someone in whom the Bodhicitta, the altruistic dimension of spiritual practice, has arisen. It's the awakened heart, and it's an intense desire to gain enlightenment, not just for one's own sake, but for the sake of all, for the sake of all beings. So the Bodhisattva ideal is the altruistic ideal, taken to perfection, and it's something that's at the heart of our Buddhist movement, the Tiratna Buddhist community. So to train in the altruistic ideal, and really there's no spiritual life without it, we train in the six perfections. And some of you, I'm sure, have come across the six perfections. And the six perfections are generosity and ethics, patience and energy, and meditation and wisdom. And they tend to go together in pairs like that. I just want to say that I think it's very important to notice that the Bodhisattva path, the Buddhist life, starts with dana or generosity. That's the first of the six perfections. I'm going to talk about Shanti, but I just want to mention dana. It's not a question of so much of what you give. It's more a question of attitude. So through generosity, we're trying to turn around our deep-seated attitude of looking at situations and people in terms of what they can do for us, and turn it around to what we can actually do for them, what we can give to them. And like all the perfections, we practice them until they become spontaneous, until they become a natural expression of who we are. And when they become a natural expression, they become perfections. But we're sort of training in those qualities. So Shanti has been spoken of as one of the most beautiful words in the whole Buddhist vocabulary. And it's certainly a word that's very rich in meaning. And Sangharakshita speaks of Kshanti like this. He says, it's difficult to translate Kshanti by any one English word because it means a number of things. It means patience, patience with people, patience when things don't go your way. It means tolerance, allowing people to have their own thoughts, their own ideas, their own beliefs, even their own prejudices. And it means love and kindliness. And it also means openness, willingness to take things in, especially receptivity to higher spiritual truths. So Kshanti means all those things. So Kshanti really is a form of love. It's a form of metta and compassion. And it's love in a particular sense. It's love under difficult circumstances. So in a sense, it's love when there's no reason to love. When things get difficult, when people get difficult, that's when we practice Kshanti. That's when metta becomes Kshanti. And it's also the antidote to anger or hatred. So developing Kshanti works against anger and hatred. And it includes forgiveness and also genuine humility. So you can see Kshanti is a huge subject. And I just want to touch on three aspects. Patience with ourselves, patience with other people, and spiritual receptivity. And there's much more that could be said about this. It could be possible to give a whole series of talks on Kshanti, but I've only got about 40 minutes, so I'll just touch on those three areas.